Welcome to my show, simply entitled Women Influencers. I am Veronica Malolas, CCIM, founder and CEO of Capstack Commercial, a commercial real estate company serving the greater Orlando area. Today's guest is Denise Berry, CEO of Luciano Equity. From a difficult childhood to teenage depression, entering the military service and using the GI Bill to get her bachelor's and master's, she entered the world of insurance and eventually wealth management through her network of veterans. What an amazing story she has. Please don't forget to hit that thumbs up button and subscribe below. I welcome your comments and please share with someone who can benefit from this podcast. Hi, Denise. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on the show. I know you're now in Mexico City. I believe you shared that with me this morning. So if you don't mind, I just want to jump right in. Share your story about growing up in your environment and how you got to where you are today.
For me, I had a very difficult upbringing. So my dad, I grew up with just my dad and my brother in the mountains of Santa Cruz, California. Mm-hmm. And my dad is disabled. And we lived on just disability. But it was a very beautiful upbringing because it was in the middle of the mountains on a river, in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until I was, a teenager or something, that I realized, because you don't know what it is until you're compared to other people, that we didn't have any money. We didn't really have anything. Because as a kid, you don't notice those types of things, right? And I also started to notice that my dad was upset a lot, yelled a lot, didn't have a lot. So he was very frustrated. And when I was very little, I used to have these reoccurring dreams that I would be public speaking and helping people in different countries. And anytime I felt like, the world was kind of collapsing around me, I would just remember the little dreams that I had. Maybe my dad just yelled at me for no apparent reason. I would just go in my room and I would just be like, it's going to be better in the future. So after I graduated high school, I had to, petition to go to college. I wrote a letter to the college and said, I didn't do very well in math, but can you accept me still? And I went to Chico State for 2 years. And it was just really difficult for me because I was working three jobs and going to school because I wanted to be a doctor at the time. And I saw all my friends and they were all supported and my family didn't visit me once, And it wasn't until I think the end of the second year that I really was having difficulty because I felt, what's the point of all this? I'm working three jobs. I'm going to school. For what? I'm now in student debt. What is the point of all of this? And I tried to take my own life at the time. I just thought, I'm in so much financial difficulty. I'm in credit card debt. I'm only a baby. I'm 19 years old. And I just thought, what is this life? Is that what you struggle through all of the high school and things to do is to take on debt and to work three jobs, So without telling anyone, I was walking through a shopping center because I couldn't afford my car anymore. And I see an Army recruiting office and I sign up and don't tell anybody. I'm gone only 2 weeks later. I joined the military as a combat medic. And I thought it was healthcare specialist, by the way, but it turns out that military always likes to put different names for things. Turns out that means combat medic. And I went through all the training, very difficult, also if anyone knows about the military. And then when I got back, I thought, okay, I've got a little support, and then I got a phone call that I was being deployed to Iraq. Great. So I went back to pre-deployment training and I then was sent to Iraq for 400 days. I worked in three different prisons serving the detainees of Iraq and being the only woman on convoys at the time where I was the combat medic to people that were much larger than me.
Well, let me take a moment to just say thank you for your service and thank you for sharing that you had a very, very difficult upbringing and that the military just gave you this sense of community. I guess. And I think that oftentimes, like you said, as we're growing up in an environment, we don't really realize reality because we've never had a chance to really see what's out there. So please go ahead. I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for that.
No, I think that's a great point. Sometimes when we're just in our little space, our world, we forget to zoom out. But it's really hard to zoom out when you're in debt and you're sitting there and wondering what the heck you're going to do. So after I got back from Iraq, I had a little thing called the GI Bill I was very thankful for, which means that I got to complete my bachelor's and my master's degree. And during that time, I had tried all the jobs I possibly could because I always felt like I didn't fit anywhere. And I don't know if anyone here feels that way, where you're like, I've tried all these different jobs and I don't feel like I fit anywhere. Well, guess what? You're probably an entrepreneur.
That's right. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I worked anything from retail to marketing to sales. And I just realized, man, I don't know what that's about. But I got a job at US Vets, which is a nonprofit organization helping veterans to get jobs and other things. And I was helping each veteran as they came in. And I spent so much time with them helping to build their confidence and get them a job. And my manager would just be like, Denise, you spend too much time with the veterans. You know, you spend too much time with them and, you know, all this stuff. And I was taking care of my half sister at the time. She came to live with me from my mom's side, which I don't know them very well. She was 15 and very difficult teenager. And I get a call that she's sick. And I say to my manager, I said, you know, I need to go pick up my sister. She's sick. And he goes, you can't leave. I go, what do you mean I can't leave? He goes, well, you're working right now. I said, yeah, I just told you my sister's sick though. And I had to quit my job to go pick up my sister because she was sick. So there was something that happened inside of me at that moment where I had this decision, because it is a decision, to never have a job again.
Very, very interesting. It's amazing how certain very important events in our lives actually change the direction of where we want to be. So please, I'm very interested to know how that all worked out.
Yeah. So I had gotten a consulting position where I was consulting a billionaire, which is pretty neat. It's funny because people that do very well might not be doing well at other things.
That's right.
And he needed help with like organizing things and project management, but I was my own individual, which is really nice. Through this billionaire's son who had come to bother me in my office all the time, he introduced me to someone who introduced me to a very successful Marine War veteran who has done very well for himself in insurance. She said, you know, I think that you should meet this guy, you know, because she's an Israeli veteran. And I met him at the Grand Havana Room in Beverly Hills. I sat down with five other veterans and they recruited me into insurance.
Wow.
And that was my first business. And I'm, for you ladies out there, if you ever, I only can recommend getting a skill set that you can take with you anywhere. Maybe a skill set that you feel like is going to really suit you. Insurance was the one for me, but you really can do it with anything. And the point was, is that they taught me from the beginning to the end how to get clients, how to sit with clients, how to close business, how to put business together, you know, and how to make money from that.
That's really amazing how you found a community within the military. And again, you serve the veterans so well that it opened sort of this opportunity because you feel connected and they feel connected to you. So fast forward, now you own your own business. And yeah. Tell me kind of what you do with your business.
So I have a company at the moment. I still have the insurance company, by the way, forever and always. Love it. But the consulting company that I created is actually helping businesses to get funding. So that means that I travel to different countries and I talk to businesses that are already existing and they want to get additional funding. And I connect them with funding sources, anything from a fund to a bank to a royal family. I connect them and I facilitate the entire relationship and they put the funding together themselves.
Wow, that's amazing. What's the name of your company?
It's my son's name, Luciano Equity.
Oh, fantastic. So you're the person to know, definitely. I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you about a challenge that comes to mind that you overcame. And if you could share that with us, I'm sure the rest of the people tuning in would be so inspired by it.
You guys, my number one challenge, hands down, that I can think of, I was not a person who wanted children, to be clear. I already had a hard enough upbringing and I was like, you know, no, thank you. But I, because of my past trauma, we usually find things that make us feel like home. So I found a partner that was verbally abusive, that was not nice to me, who became better over time. He really worked on himself and he's a very good dad. But having children, which I have two, in an abusive relationship, guys, I cannot tell you how important it is to choose the right person. It really can make or break it. But I have to say, though, it made me a better person through the process, because now, because I know what I don't want, I know exactly what I do want.
That's
Number
awesome.
one. And number two, children, oh, it's like a rock tumbler. They shine you through all the things, your impatience, everything's. And children, I also feel like, if you allow it, make you a better person too. So
Wow. So you have two children.
I have two children that are very young. Yes.
And how old are they?
1.5 and almost 3.
Wow. Still so young, and you travel, and you're still a very successful entrepreneur. And let me tell you, I totally agree with you about, children being rock tumblers, because they make you better. And I really wouldn't know what it would be like if I didn't have children. I think they make you better, you make them better. And it's all around just such a blessing to have. So let me ask you about influence. The title of our podcast is Women Influencers. And so I want to ask you if there was one thing that comes to mind that you're very proud of because you've impacted others through a deed or a word, what would that be?
It'd probably be two things. Working specifically in children's homes in other countries has been my biggest impact. Even though I didn't want them, I still loved them. Okay. So going and serving to help young minds see that there's something outside of their current reality is something that I personally needed. And to be able to impact young children to say, hey, guess what? If you put your mind to it, you can do anything, my love, anything. That is like the number one thing. And number two is just even the friends that I have around me that feel stuck, just being able to speak into their life, tell them little things about like being solution oriented, the little advice in between.
What a great segue to my next question. If there was one piece of advice that you can give to our audience, what would that be?
I'd really thought about this, and actually, my number one advice that I followed was Mother Teresa's quote, actually, it's my favorite. I don't know why I didn't think of it to begin with, is if you can't help many, help one. And the funny thing is that's why I started most everything that I did, is because you have to realize I'm an artistic person. I do not have a propensity for finance, you guys. I did it because I realized in the moment that I heard that quote that I am a person who can help many. Healthy, right? I seem like I can speak okay. Why can't I help many? I feel like I have a responsibility to help many. So at the end of the day, yes, if you can't help many, help one. But also, remember, you guys, probably most everyone who's listening to this is highly capable and you could do just about anything. So I suggest that you make a roadmap to be able to make that happen because people need you.
That's amazing. That is really, really quite amazing. I totally appreciate what you just said, and I know that the audience is probably just totally inspired by that. So I think we've come to the part of our interview where I get to pass on the mic to you and you get to ask me a question.
Have fun.
So go ahead, Denise.
Yes, well, you shared very briefly that you were in Cancun recently, which is not that far from where I am right now, even though Mexico is huge. With everything that you do with your busy schedule, how do you balance as a woman that, travel and the podcast and all the things that you do?
Well, thanks for the question. And yes, I totally enjoyed Cancun. Let me tell you that the reason why I travel quite a bit, and it's a question that's been asked of me so very many times because I'm very active on social media. And so people do see where I go, especially my husband. He loves to post everything that we do. The truth is that it's easier for me because I'm 61 years old. And so my kids are grown
No one
and
would know. No
oh,
one would
thank you.
know.
Thank you. Thank you so much. But my kids are grown. We just recently had our eighth grandchild, so we get to visit her. I'm sorry, get to visit him next week. So
Oh.
it's pretty amazing. But it does get easier. I mean, you have a 1.5-year-old and a 3-year-old. That's a little bit tougher, right? And trust me, we've been through the very difficult times during raising
five children between us. So yes, I do know how tough that is. But the truth is that now, when I turned 60 last year, I told myself, you know what? I want to live the retired life before we retire. So any opportunity that we get to travel, and I do travel for work quite a bit. When I travel to conferences or networking events and anything that I do that's related to commercial real estate, we always tack on a couple more days to be able to relax and enjoy and just, again, live the retired life before we retire. So it might seem a lot, but really it's about organization. It's about making sure that your priorities are straight and that you're always taking care of things. So really, that's the answer to your question. And I love that question. So thank you very much. Denise, I really want to thank you for being on our show today. I know you're in Mexico City. You're from originally, well, you live in LA, correct?
Los Angeles,
yes. So you travel a lot too. So I really appreciate that between the time difference that you're still here today. So do you have any parting words for our audience today?
I think that the thing I will part with you guys with is that if you guys are going through something right now, which most of us at one point or another, don't compare yourselves to others. I learned quickly to not compare myself to anybody else and to compare my own progress to my own self. I tell people I don't compete with other people. I compete against myself. Right. So, you know, even if you made a little bit of progress and you're like, but that person has a yacht, you don't know what went into having that yacht. Maybe you don't want to go through that process. You know what I mean? Just remember that you're comparing the progress of just you and that there's someone else probably looking at you thinking the same thing. Man, if only I could have her hair. Let's not compare. Let's compare against our own progress.
I love that, Denise. Oh, so amazing. So I just want to say thank you again. And I'm sure that people in our audience are just inspired by this episode. I, again, want to thank you for your service to our country and also for everything that you do with impacting others one person at a time. So I will connect with you soon. And I hope you have a great day, Denise.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.